7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the absolute perfect manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the creations that show the beauty, the power, the life, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are individuals that all human beings can find a common ground with, can find attachment with. They are those individuals by which the Muslim Ummah can unite under. And this is important. It is important for our dear Sunni brothers and sisters to understand that many, many, many books by great Sunni scholars have been written concerning the virtues and the attributes and the noble characteristics of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That their love is compulsory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that they need to be loved. A human being cannot go anywhere without the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It is impossible. It is the part of the system of creation that one who wishes to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can go to him by no other path than the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. All Muslims knew this and all Muslims should know this. It is not something unknown of. It is something that is known. But unfortunately, because of certain trends that we have in the world today, this is hidden and people are not aware of it. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is a book that was written on this particular thing to show that no, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are for everybody. And the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran, the divine scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them and shows their greatness in many places. So inshallah, we will introduce this book in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled with the Arabic Shawahid al-Tanzil lil-Qawaid al-Tafsil, or the English translation is Ahlul Bayt in the Noble Quran. This book was authored by Al-Hakim al-Haskani, who was one of the great Sunni scholars of his time. And he was someone who was alive in the 4th century Hijri, if I'm not mistaken. This book was translated by Murtaza Karimi, edited by Brother Tahir Rida Jafar, and published in the Islamic Republic of Iran in the city of Qom in the year 2022. So it's a very recent translation. This book was published by the Center for Cultural and Ethical Studies. So what is this book? And what is the history behind this book? The history behind this book is that this particular scholar, Al-Hakim al-Haskani, was in a particular classroom. And in this particular classroom, or in this particular daras, one of the scholars or the teachers at that time made a claim regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the glorious Quran. That, you know, the verses that we see or that have been mentioned by other scholars regarding them, it may have been exaggerated. That yes, okay, there may have been one or two verses revealed about the Ahlul Bayt, but not to the extent that some people have said. Therefore, this scholar, Al-Hakim al-Haskani, decided to write this book, Shawahid al-Tanzil, to find out whether this was true or not. So he took it upon himself at that particular time to go to the resources that he had at hand, those resources that he could, you know, get to. And he had, you know, the ability to read. And in doing so, he found that not only were these exaggerations not true, that some of the stuff that he said about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam within the glorious Quran and the amount of verses revealed about him in the Holy Quran was not an exaggeration, but there was more to it than he could actually find. Why? Because he says that what I found was what I had within my grasp, within my reach. There may have been more things that I did not have access to. And he proves that no, the verses within the glorious Quran that speak about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, their virtues and noble characteristics, are plenty. So inshallah, in our next segment, I will hopefully inshallah read a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Ahlul Bayt in the Noble Quran, the translation of Al-Hakim Al-Haskani's very influential and very important book, Ash-Shawaid Al-Tanzil. So what happened, how this book is structured, is that it first has the Arabic tradition. After the Arabic tradition, it then has the English translation of that tradition. So we will start first of all with the first chapter. Chapter 1, on the numerous unique characteristics of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, as mentioned by the predecessors, that is by the companions. Narrations of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas obviously is one of the close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and who was a student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So it is narrated that Ibn Abbas said, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam had 18 merits, a single one of which would have been sufficient for him to be saved, I can say, from the hellfire. My grandfather, may God have mercy on him, said that Ali ibn Abi Talib had 18 merits, a single one of which would have been sufficient to save him. And he had 13 merits that no one else from the Ummah possessed. That is the first tradition. Again, in the same chapter, it is reported that Mujahid and Abdullah ibn Shaddad both said, Ali was mentioned in the presence of Ibn Abbas. So he said, Ali ibn Abi Talib had 18 merits, 5 of which was such that if he only had one of them, he would be saved. And 13 of them were not shared by anyone else in this ummah. It is narrated that Ibn Abbas said Ali ibn Abi Talib had 18 merits, such that if anyone from this ummah had a single one of them, he would have been saved by it. And he had 12 merits that no one else from this ummah possessed. From these traditions, we can conclude that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, had certain characteristics that were unique to him. Obviously, this tradition don't mention it, but we need to go and find them out. In other traditions, they will come, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam better, to understand the glorious Quran better, to practice upon the teachings of both the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the noble Quran, inshallah, to make that light grow inside of us and to impart it to others and implement them in our lives, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
الذين يستمعون Thank you.